Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big Tigger Morning Show with Jazzy McBee on the People Station, V103, ATL's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Ladies and gentlemen, the blessings have arrived.
Yes.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How you been?
I'm blessed. I'm highly favored.
All of that.
Alive.
Oh, alive.
Living, growing.
Doing your thing.
Thriving, not so, surviving.
Amen. I just would like to tell you that we have a segment here daily that is powered by Dr. Jamal Bryant from New Birth.
Okay.
And it's called On God.
Oh. Crazy. Okay. So I'm on time.
Yeah, yes. You are right yes. on time.
Yes. Right on time.
Dropping this brand new album called On God.
On God, yes.
I've been watching you on TikTok, getting your TikTok on, and you speak the word, and you're very transparent and everything on TikTok. Mm. It's the same transparency on this album.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. I'm really excited about it. I think that, you know, through my journey, I started so young. You know, I was on The Voice at 16 years old, mm-hmm. so just going through this process in the industry, not only growing as an artist, but just growing as like a person mm-hmm. and a woman. Mm-hmm. And as a Christian, it's just been a ride. So I think it's really important for me at this time to just be so authentic and raw, because there are so many other young women and young men out there who need to hear what I have to say, because I know that they're going through the same things in a way. And it's a vibe as well. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Love it.
Listen, she's a Capricorn. She's just
I am. Oh, wait a minute. January or December?
No, babe, I'm a December. My birthday is the day after Christmas.
Okay, so y'all are right.
Bosses.
Y'all are okay.
Cap gang. Okay. Cap gang, we close to Jesus.
That's right. I'm the day after, okay?
I give it to you. Okay, I'm not going to say it.
So listen, this song has got lots of people excited about it. I want you to explain the inspiration behind Cry and then introduce it.
Yes. Okay, so Cry is just a nostalgic, you hear it at the beginning of the song. It's a sample from Tupac's Dear Mama.
It's Tupac sampled.
Okay.
What did he sample?
Let me tell you something. Don't do that.
Yeah, look.
Don't do that now.
I'm just saying, the song Dear Mama used a sample.
He has a
You know what? Dear Mama did use a sample. In my defense, I'm 26 years old, okay? So from my hearing it the first time, I know Tupac.
But I have to make sure that you're right, sis.
Let's pay homage to the original creator. We love him.
Okay.
Joe Sample, right?
Okay.
I got the knowledge.
She knows her history.
I know the history. Now we're good.
Continue.
Okay, I know it because of Tupac. And you know what? Hopefully other people will know it because of me. And it's just, we're going to keep trickling it down. So, you know, the inspiration from Cry, it's shout out to my producer, Jay White did it, who was a Grammy nominated.
Jay White. That's my dude.
Legendary.
Oh my gosh.
He's incredible. So he actually was the one who came up with the idea for the song. And he said he was just thinking about his childhood, his grandma raised him, and just the struggles and everything that she's been through. So that was kind of like the start of it. And we went in the studio and I put my spin on it. It's just like this inspirational song that people need to hear, mm-hmm. you know, centered around the struggle, but also just encouraging that you can come out of it in any way. So it's okay to cry, y'all. Let out a little tear. So that's what Cry is about.
Corinne Hawthorne is here with the Big Ticket Morning Show with Jazzy McBee and B23. Run it! Brand new from Corinne Hawthorne. Single is Cry. The album On God. Big Ticket Morning Show with Jazzy McBee on V103, the ATL's number one for hip hop and R&B. Love that song, sis.
Love it.
You keep blending this new secular, non-secular thing together.
I love it. I love it because it reaches a different audience.
It does.
You know, that some of the artists before couldn't, you know, they couldn't reach.
For sure. I think that should be the goal, should always to be expand. Mm-hmm. There are so many people outside of the walls of the church that need to hear this message who love God. You know, they have a relationship with him. It just doesn't look like what everybody else's relationship traditionally might have looked like. So I think it's the same for me. I'm just a lover of music of all genres. And, you know, I put my heart and soul into everything I do, and I'm going to put everything, R&B, rock,
pop. I love it.
And we're going to use it for the glory of God.
Amen. Yeah. Keep putting that out there. Speaking of lover, you just recently got engaged. Congratulations. How's being an engaged woman? How is
stressing
that?
Me out.
Why? Why?
It's really the wedding planning for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, okay, I want to go to the courthouse. I don't have time.
Listen.
That's a new thing, right?
Listen.
I don't have the time.
You know what? I say when I finally get engaged, I would rather go to the courthouse
than
to
have a
immediately,
yeah.
And then I can take my time planning the wedding.
You know, but let me tell you something. If you go to the courthouse, I ain't gonna lie, you never gonna have no wedding. I know people that do that. And
go,
y'all lying.
Go
y'all
to
lying
the
when y'all say no.
It's no stress, no pressure because it's like
no pressure. I think you should just save it for y'all anniversary.
Listen,
or something.
Ooh, and
like,
all
go,
out there.
Go to the courthouse, have a bomb cookout.
That is my vibe.
A super bomb cookout.
Oh my God.
Because that's what the reception is.
That's what
just
the reception
your,
is. So
your loved
don't
ones.
Spend the money on the ceremony. Send it on the reception.
Right.
Spend it on the reception. You know what? Thank you. I think I'm going to do that.
So why do people feel like they have to? Why are you going to feel like they have to have a big
I'm in Louisiana. Wedding. The food's going to be good.
I'm not invited, watch what happens.
You ain't going to do nothing.
I'm going to pull up.
No,
you
going to
come.
I'm going
to
pull up.
You better come. Now you have to come. Everybody heard you.
I'm going to pull up.
We're gonna see if he's there.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull up.
I don't think I wanna have a big wedding anymore.
You have a big wedding?
What does he want?
Yeah. He wants a big wedding.
Really?
Wow.
He knows a lot of people. He is like, okay, strong college football background. So
he has
so many teammates and friends, and I'm like, bro. I can't.
We ain't running
up.
No drills out here.
We not running drills out here. And I got like two friends. So I'm like, I'm good. My mom's there. I'm fine.
But I love it when a man can actually get involved with the planning process.
No, he ain't like, involved with the planning process. No, that's what they do. He is not. That's why I am stressed. He's like, he tells me what the one thing that he wants is like, I want a big wedding. And that was it.
Hey, I want a big wedding. Make it happen.
Yeah, that's it. Every man. It's not about to happen.
Well, congratulations, sis.
Thank you,
man. Yeah,
thank you.
Corinne Hawthorne in the building. Congratulations on the Peacock film.
Yes.
Thank you.
Getting your on-screen on.
Yeah.
Is thanks. That fun for you?
It was actually incredible. I realized that I'm like, I want to do this. Like, I think that I've seen so many artists like start off with music and then just branch out and take on a whole career in the acting, the TV and film world. And I'm like, I see how it happens. You create like, it's like a rush, especially if it's not something that I have a background in. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm a very driven person. So like when I start something, I'm like, oh, I want to be like great at this.
Capricorn.
Yeah, I know. Right. We're like bosses. We're
Capricorn.
Driven. We got to like, I know.
Capricorn. I love it.
So now I need an Oscar.
So you got the acting bug.
Yeah, I do.
I love it.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to get you out of here with this. We're going to play a game called 10 Seconds or Less.
Oh, right? God. Okay.
In 10 Seconds or Less, I need you to give me 3 answers for everything that
three?
I need.
3?
You got
three.
10 seconds.
Three. Ain't no pressure.
You
okay.
ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 3 favorite gospel artists.
Oh, my God. I don't do good with favorites, but we're going to start off at the top. Kirk Franklin.
Love it.
Love him. Uncle Kurt, shout out to you. Okay, Tamla Mann. I love her. She is like one of my top favorite. And then Jesus the Third. Who am I going to give it to? Mary.
I like
that. Nice. I like that too. Mm-hmm. All right. So 3 things you need when you come to Atlanta.
Oh my God. I need my makeup artist, my hairstylist, and Peach Cobbler from Miss Ruby's Peach Cobbler Cafe.
Okay.
There it is.
Yeah, I need that. I love Atlanta. Okay. So that was good for me. Yeah.
All right. 3 things you keep in your purse.
Oh, Lord. Right.
That nice That's Louis Vuitton over there.
Thank you
nice.
So much. Don't expose me now to the people.
Leave it.
Lip gloss. I'm going to put lip gloss and lip liner in the same thing. Yeah. Dang, what else do I need? I got bad heartburn, so I keep my heartburn pills in there. No lie. I'm not lying.
Prilosex.
Yes.
Really? So yeah, it's a thing.
I know what it's about.
You know what it's about. Yeah. And then what? My vitamins.
Okay, vitamins. Okay. You keep your vitamins in your purse?
Yeah, I do.
What type of vitamins do you take?
I take like a multivitamin.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I need the like a vitamin A, B, C, D. Yeah. I need that. I can't be getting weak around here. So yeah.
Three things about you no one else knows.
I'm an open book, man. I don't know.
I can throw down.
I'm a cook. I'm a chef.
What?
No, that's a fact.
So what's your favorite meal to cook?
My favorite meal? Like a whole overall thing?
Favorite dish.
Favorite dish. Oh, my God.
That shuts down everything.
Shuts it down? What shuts it down for me? I do a good bacon macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, that's like a staple.
Okay,
it's like
so you know if you really mess up the mac and cheese.
No, I didn't.
I'm leaving your cookout.
They asked me to bring it to Thanksgiving, so that's how I know.
Okay, so that's how you know.
That's how I know that I'm that girl.
There you go.
So I'm going to say that. What else? I'm a homebody. I do not like to go outside. I don't know if I give that energy off. I feel like people
Capricorn.
Think I'm outgoing.
Capricorn trait?
Right? Yeah, it might be. I don't like to go outside. And then the third thing, I don't know.
You know?
No, I don't have a third one for this one. I'm an open book.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to go. I see him back there lurking, so I should ask him what his favorite food is.
That I cook?
At all?
Oh, that's him, yeah.
That's the man that wants the big wedding.
What's your favorite food back there, bro?
Is it the smothered ribs?
He said everything.
Oh, good answer.
Sounds like a man.
Good answer. Corinne, we love you. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love y'all. Thank y'all for
having
me.
Brand new album dropping this Friday, February 9th, wherever it's sold and streamed. We want you to stream it to death, love it to death. Cry when you listen to cry.
Yes.
Won't he do it when he's doing it?
Yes. Look at God when you need to look at God.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Tell them how to follow you, love you, and support you everywhere.
Yes, you guys can follow me on all socials at Corinne Hawthorne. So many videos that have been going viral. Look at God. If y'all make y'all videos, please tag me. I will reshare them. Cry. Tag me. I will reshare them. I love y'all. Get the album. It's dropping on Friday.
If I don't get an invite, bruh. I know you got 108 people. Okay. I need to be 109.
Jesus. Yeah.
I got you.
Already. Corinne, we love you. Thank you
love
again.
You.
On God, available this Friday, February 9th, everywhere. We'll be back with more Big Ticket Morning Show with Jazzy McBee on V103.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.